Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. Thursday was a big day for FERC on Capitol Hill. Three new nominees faced a highly anticipated Senate confirmation hearing. Democrats Judy Chang and David Rosner, and Republican nominee Lindsey See. The Senate has not confirmed a new member to FERC for more than 2 years. FERC currently has just three members, and Commissioner Allison Clements announced her departure earlier this year. The agency is on the verge of losing its ability to approve large fossil fuel infrastructure and rules critical to transitioning the power system to add more wind and solar resources. So today, Politico's Catherine Morehouse on the biggest takeaways from the confirmation hearing. It's Friday, March 22nd.
This has been a highly anticipated confirmation hearing. We've been waiting for new FERC nominees for 2 years now. And as we know, there was a slate of three nominees put forward a few weeks ago, and this hearing was actually scheduled pretty quickly. So the way the hearing went down Thursday was quite smooth, which I think was a huge relief for folks in the industry, both on the fossil fuel side and on the renewable energy side. What you really saw from both Republicans and Democrats on the Senate committee was, you know, a few pointed lines of questioning, but nothing, no real fireworks. And it really did seem like these nominees will have a fairly smooth path forward through the committee and then through the full Senate, which I know is what a lot of folks are really hoping for.
For sure. And yeah, what were some of the kind of the more pointed questions, and how would you say the nominees responded to those and handled those?
I would say there are two nominees who got particularly pointed lines of questioning from Democrats and Republicans. And I'll start with Judy Chang, who was actually an appointee under a Republican administration, Massachusetts, Governor Baker's administration, and she's a Democratic nominee. But she got a pretty pointed line of questioning from Senator Barrasso and others about her beliefs on how FERC should approach natural gas infrastructure. And from Barrasso in particular, she faced a lot of questions about Massachusetts' energy policies. Massachusetts, despite previously having a Republican governor, is very aggressive on climate and clean energy policies. And as Barrasso pointed out, it's a state with high electricity bills. And this is also a state that's really struggled to get new gas infrastructure and to import gas really specifically during winter months. So she got a lot of questions about that. But I would say that she responded in a way that was very focused on reliability and affordability. She really emphasized that that would be a priority for her. And she definitely avoided kind of more controversial topics and answers around the role of greenhouse gas emissions and climate change in approving new gas infrastructure. And then you also saw some pointed questions from Senator Hirono of Hawaii, who asked Republican nominee Lindsey See about her stance on the Chevron doctrine in particular. And as we've talked about before, See is the Solicitor General for West Virginia. And she, in her role, was before the Supreme Court in West Virginia versus EPA, where she basically pleaded the case for West Virginia and other coal states in urging the Supreme Court to reject key tenets of the Obama administration's Clean Power Plan. So she was faced with some pretty intense questioning about how she sees the role of FERC and how she sees the role of federal agencies and whether she sees any role for FERC to basically go on beyond its statutory limitations and implement potential restrictions around carbon emissions and greenhouse gas emissions. And she definitely stuck to the line of, you know, she believes very strongly in statute and doesn't want to see FERC's authority go beyond that.
Got it. And just remind us, I mean, why is this such a critical time for FERC right now? You know, it seems very high stakes for each party's interests. And yeah, what would you say, you know, are those interests from each side? And, you know, what explains maybe why both sides want to see FERC fully filled and not lose quorum?
Sure. So to start with the Republican side of things, you know, obviously we saw a bit ago now DOE pause new exports of liquefied natural gas. And that has been a huge controversy among Republicans. And FERC is an agency that is independent from DOE and independent from the administration. And they also are that first step in approving these LNG terminals and approving domestic LNG facilities as well, or domestic gas facilities as well. So there has definitely been movement among Republicans to kind of look at FERC to potentially give FERC more authority and look to FERC to be kind of the guiding star on new fossil fuel infrastructure. And they really, Republicans really like the current chair, Willie Phillips. Both sides of the aisle really do, in part because he has kind of upheld the commission's independence from the administration and the commission's commitment to approving new infrastructure. So without that quorum at FERC, which is kind of what's on the line here, if these nominees don't get picked, then all of a sudden you would see that infrastructure just totally pause in terms of approvals. And then on the Democratic side, what you're seeing right now is this big push for FERC to push through new transmission reforms. As we know, those transmission reforms are really critical to bringing on new wind and solar resources. FERC is in the middle of a really big rulemaking right now around planning for new transmission. It also, almost a year ago, issued a new order that would speed up the interconnection queue for new resources, and they just issued a rehearing on that. So basically, these are issues that even beyond issuing the orders, FERC will continue to play a really critical role in ensuring that new wind and solar resources can come online quickly.
Also, as the confirmation hearing for the new FERC nominees was underway, FERC also had an open meeting Thursday where it upheld critical components of its landmark rule aimed at speeding up additions of new energy resources onto the grid, and it opened an investigation into controversial pipeline company practices. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch and subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. Norma Malaikel is the podcast producer. Annie Reese and Kara Tabor edited the podcast this week. Our editors are Matt Daly and Gloria Gonzalez. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back on Monday.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron. Chevron is taking action to keep methane in the pipe. Their 2028 upstream methane intensity target is set to be 53% below the 2016 baseline. And they're committed to evolving facility designs and operating practices. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/methane.